Translation. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love, although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst grew for it. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I just wanted the same verse. Yeah. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Maha Maha Varanaya Yantala, because although he is Sri Krishna himself, he is even more favorably disposed to the poor fallen souls than Lord Sri Krishna. When Lord Sri Krishna himself was personally present, he demanded that everyone surrender unto him and promised that he would then give one and all protection. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this earth with his associates, he simply distributed transcendental love of God without discrimination. Sri Rupa Goswami, therefore, could understand that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Sri Krishna himself. For no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can distribute confidential love of the Supreme Person. Translation. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst grew for it. Namaste, Sarasati Devam, Gauravali, Vachani, Nivishisha, Shunyavali, Pastachati, Stanini. So this is the characteristics of Krishna. He is full of transcendental love. I think George Harrison wrote in his book, in the beginning of Krishna book, everyone's looking for love. So it's a fact. In the material world, everyone's looking for love. They want to be loved and they want to love. But their endeavor in the material world is thwarted by the material energy. And also because the living entity is not a pure lover in his conditioned state. He is motivated. And he takes a false position of trying to be an enjoyer due to ahankara, false ego. It's very strong, this false ego, that I am the enjoyer. So we have to give up, by this process of chanting Hare Krishna, we can give up this false ego of trying to be an enjoyer, and then we can then transfer our attention and love to Krishna. Because Krishna is the greatest of lovers. He is the greatest at exchanging rasa with all living entities, and he does so in a very wonderful way to increase, as it says here, the more you taste this transcendental love of Krishna, the more your thirst grows for it. This is described as anandambudi vadanam, ever-increasing ocean. This is God. When we see the material world, we see unlimited things around us. This gives us a hint of the unlimitedness of Krishna. Like there's so many different species of life, so many different mixing of the modes of nature, so many different mentalities, so many different types of minds, so many different types of people. There's unlimited variety in the material world. This gives us a hint. This is just a small part of Krishna's creation. So God is this almighty living being who is the original living being, who is simply exchanging love. And that's a fact. So this material world is a perverted reflection. So here we try to act in that way. We try to be an enjoyer. We try to be a great lover. And we can see in the material world, some people think that I'm going to be a great humanitarian person. I'm going to give my love to everyone. I'm going to sort out everyone's problems. Isn't it? You see that in the material world. Or politician thinks I'm going to give everyone relief from their problems and I'm going to increase their wages or so on and so forth. This is all foolishness. Because it's nothing to do with they're trying to, as Prabhupada says, they're blowing on a boil. The initial problem needs to be solved. The initial problem is this material body and this mind. You have to get rid of this body and this mind. You have to become liberated. And then your false ego will subside and we will then be able to understand that we are actually Krishna Das. And in that way, we'll slowly advance in our spiritual lives. So this storehouse of love of God that is described, what is this? What is this storehouse of love of God? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita is described, anapita chidam chirat kunarya varatilo sampayatam anuchvalam rasam svabhakti sriyam. Anuchvalarasam. This is the conjugal mellow. So that verse describes that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. And he has come to distribute that mellow to one and all. Anuchvalala sam svabhakti sriyam. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will enter into the heart and he will bestow this truth. And then that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So Radha and Krishna, he is Radha Krishna, they have combined together. Radha Krishna Praya Vikrudi Alini Shakti Akatmuni Vanivibari Dehabagam Dekador Chaitanya Kyamapatam. So Radha Krishna, they have become one again. Previously it's described that Krishna, in order to enjoy, he manifests a female form. That female form is Srimati Radharani. So in order to exchange love, Krishna will not exchange love with anything in the material world. So he manifests as a female form. That manifestation is Srimati Radharani. And therefore he's constantly attracted to Srimati Radharani. And this is the Ladini Shakti. So when Krishna was in Vrindavan, there was union, Radha Krishna, there was union and separation, because in the Vrindavan Leela, as you know, when Krishna was there, there was much Leela and pastimes going on with Radha Krishna. Because then Krishna left and then Radharani was placed into separation. And at that time, Radharani exhibited the highest bhav in separation from Krishna. Madhamahakya Mahabhav, it is called. No one can feel such love for Krishna as Radharani does. She is the chief. So she was feeling, because of her intensity of love for Krishna, she could not live without him. So she was feeling these extreme sentiments. And it is described in our line that such sentiments of separation are the highest exhibitions of love of God. So in our line, we follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis and our Acharyas, and we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we are feeling separation from Krishna. Currently we are separated from Krishna by the material energy. So we can chant feelings of separation from Krishna. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, because he wanted to experience that love that Radharani had for him, because he was amazed at the beauty. Even when Krishna looked at his own reflection, he was thinking, who is that beautiful person? And Radharani sees Krishna like that, but even more so. And Krishna was bewildered as to what it was that she saw in him, his beauty. And what is that love that she's feeling? What is the glory of that love? He wanted to experience these things. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience. And also, he came to pay back. Napayam, 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 he said to the gopis, I cannot pay back your love. But in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to pay back what they were feeling. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Radha Krishna combined. So it is union, because they are combined. There must be union there, Radha Krishna, together in one form. But same time, separation is described. Union and separation in one container. Srila Gaugavinda Swami gives lectures on these matters to those who want to hear. Union and separation in one container. That is Krishna. So Krishna, he is, in his form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is intimately united with Radharani. At the same time, he's feeling the separation that Radharani felt for Krishna. So this subject matter, that's why Prabhupada says in one purport, Hare, what is Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna is exchange of love, that's all. It's exchange of love. The love between Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. This mantra, this ISKCON movement is bestowing that to all the living entities, although very few understand it. Sometimes they think that Hare Krishna is a Hindu movement. Isn't it? But very few Hindus will understand the mellow of Radha Krishna. Very few. Most people think, oh, I spoke to one lady, she was coming here for 8 years. I said to her, what is your goal? She said, I want to merge with Krishna's body. You know, she did not understand. Very few people understand, actually, what Krishna consciousness is really. It is something that one has to understand, not by academic study, but by the mercy of Guru and Krishna and the mercy of the devotees, like that. So this mellow that is described in the Lord Brahma's prayers, Alola Chandakala Vamala, Alola Chandaka Lasa Vamala Vamsi, Ratnangaram Pranaya Keli Kalavilasam. Krishna is always engaged in these exchanges of love and these pastimes. You know, Chintamani Prakara Samasu Kalpaviksha Lakshavateshu Shurabhiyabhi Palyantam Lakshmi Sahasta Sasav Sambalama Sevimanam. So this is Krishna. He is enjoying unlimitedly in the spiritual realm, Gokula. In that realm he is enjoying. Now, we must have faith in these processes, because currently we're covered by this material body and this material mind. We do not know these things. These things are revealed to one, this wondrous place where God resides, exchanging love with his devotees. But this is a perverted reflection in this material world. All varieties in the spiritual world are there. So, in the material world, people are imitating Krishna. They are trying to have that rasa, isn't it? Just recently, one very famous personality who is considered a very benevolent person has been, you know, he has been found out that he's trying to be Krishna because he's chasing after a young woman. But that is the problem. In the material world, you try to imitate Krishna because you're thinking, oh, I'm like Krishna. Krishna's enjoying, I'll enjoy like Krishna as well. Isn't it? That's what people do. The men, they go always chasing after, they're always attracted. But the material world is such a place of suffering that even though you want to be an enjoyer of this material world, and when you're a young man, you can try to be an enjoyer. It might last for a short period of time. You know, when you're youthful, you have a lot of energy, you're attractive. You can try to be an enjoyer. And many, many young women, or in the case of men, many men will be attracted. Oh, very nice, yes, this is going on. But you'll find that you're in such a miserable condition that as you're growing older, 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 your body's decreasing, your intelligence is being lost, your luster of life is going. But still, generation after generation after generation of young people are being born. And you'll be thinking, oh, I'm now lamenting because I'm older and I cannot attract these people. This is our miserable condition in the material world. We're trying to imitate Krishna. But Krishna's not like that. He has a transcendental spiritual form. He is the supreme enjoyer. He is the only enjoyer. He is the Purusha. We are the enjoyed. So better if we're intelligent, we'll understand, my goodness me, we're in a miserable condition. Actually, that is knowledge. When one's in knowledge, he knows he's in a miserable condition. One who's in mind thinks he's enjoying. So, it's a fact. Who knows he's in a miserable condition? Anyone here? Or you think you can enjoy it? Ah? You know you're in a miserable condition? Why are you trying to enjoy then? Actually, we get hints that we're in a miserable condition. But when we're really in knowledge, actually, then we become very sober. That's a symptom of a sadhu, very sober. He knows what the material energy is, how it works. He has no interest. He wants to resume his original spiritual form, and he wants to act in that body. And it is far superior. It is far superior form. And the love in it that one can exchange in that form, it is incomprehensible to the conditioned souls. But Krishna gives hints. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that one who is in such a condition, he feels joy every moment. And this is Ananda Murivadam, ever increasing. So we need to develop our spiritual lives through the process of sadhana bhakti and become spontaneous lovers of Krishna. We have to become raganuga bhaktis. This is Prabhupada expected that of us. We cannot just stay in one, is it? We cannot just stay doing sadhana all the time. Of course, a spontaneous lover of Krishna, he ultimately does his sadhana, but he also does not follow rules and regulations. The spontaneous lover of Krishna does not follow rules and regulations. You know, like in the case of the gopis, when they were cooking for cooking their families. Krishna plays his transcendental flute, and immediately they just discard all their dharma and they just run off. I mean, that is not following, you know, they're supposed to do, they cook their family. They have their husbands, their family, their children. They have to take care, but no, they will throw all that away and they will come to Krishna in the dead of night. That is Raganuga, a spontaneous lover of God. So this is our examples in our scriptures. Now, some people say, oh, gopis were lusting after Krishna. Therefore, that's not good. Well, actually, it's not a fact that they were lusting after Krishna in the sense that they wanted to satisfy their own senses. It's not a fact. Krishna was never attracted to such. He was only interested in pure bhakti. And there's a nice example given, if we can try to understand it, that if you had a gluttonous friend, supposing you had a gluttonous friend, you wanted to please him. Now, you might... That gluttonous friend might like to eat fruits. And because you have so much love for that friend, you pick some fruits for him. But you don't tell him that, oh, I picked these fruits for you. You pick these fruits, and then the gluttonous friend goes, oh, you got some fruit? Yeah, I picked them for myself, actually. But if you want, you can have some. So you are actually increasing your gluttonous friend's taste. But you're actually saying that I did this for myself, really. But that's because of exchange of rasa. If you immediately said, I picked these fruits because you're gluttonous, you want some, that's not so nice. But in love, you say, oh no, I picked them for myself, but you can have some. So similarly, when the gopis come to Krishna, and they say, I am feeling so much lust, please place your feet on my breast and my lust can recite. They say like that because they want to increase Krishna's pleasure. Actually, they do not feel like that, but they make out to Krishna that they feel like that because that increases Krishna's flavor for conjugal mela. This is described. So it's not that the gopis are like that. This is described in the 11th canto of the... the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam by Vishwanath Chakravarti Maharaj, if you want to take reference to that. So, these things are understood. We become spontaneous lovers of Krishna when we do our sadhana bhakti properly in the association of devotees. When we... Sisi Radha Gokul Nandasita Vam Lakshman Hanuman Sisi Gornitai Kide. These things are understood when one advances in his spiritual life by the association. How do you advance in your spiritual life? You have to hear from someone who is tasting such Krishna consciousness. Therefore, sadhu sangha and service to the guru, hearing from the guru. You hear from someone who is already tasting and relishing this mellow, then by serving that person, hearing from that person, you can get agreed for also hearing that subject. You will become, oh yeah, this is very nice, I am hearing this, I'm feeling something when I'm here. So then you will, you know, you will get inclination. This is the mercy of the guru and sadhus. So this is described in the purport about confidential knowledge. So there is confidential, most confidential, more confidential, and most confidential. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So confidential knowledge is knowledge of Brahman. We are Brahman. We are not this body. We are spirit. Everything is spirit. Brahman. And then as you advance more, as you come to that platform, Brahma Bhuta Pasanatma, Nasconstiti, Nakonstiti, Savasteveshu, Bhuteshu, you do not hanker and you do not lament. You're in Brahman consciousness. You're not affected by the dualities of the material world. That's the beginning of spiritual life. From that platform, you can then advance further. So if you think you're a Raganuga Bhakti and you're still hankering, lamenting, you're in illusion. How can a Raganuga Bhakti be hankering, lamenting? He is finished with that business. So it's a very high platform, actually. So more confidential knowledge is knowledge of the Paramatma, Krishna as the Supersoul. But he's not Brahman, there is Krishna. He's manifesting as a Supersoul in everybody's body. And he is granting them their wishes and giving them their karma. He is the permitter and overseer. He is manifesting himself in so many different forms, because otherwise, how could we didn't manifest this body? Well, we did in the sense that we desired on our karma. But it is Krishna who is manifesting. Prabhupada said, we are sitting here, our fingernails are growing, our hair is growing, but we do not know how it's happening. It's because the Supersoul is manifesting everything. This is so all the variety in the life, everything that's going on is because of the Supersoul. And when you have confidence of that, so first Brahman, then Paramatma, then Bhagavan, then you begin to, as you advance more, that is the most confidential. This is described in that verse we just read. Prabhupada, the most confidential love, confidential knowledge. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give this thing. But he, as Prabhupada said in that purport, Krishna said, surrender to me. First you surrender to me, then I will. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, you can just have it. But because also when Krishna came, he did not show the practical example. How do you surrender to Krishna? And this is a mystery, even for the Christians and for the other religious people. How do you surrender to God? Who is God? What is? And therefore, the acharyas have given us so many things to think about, so many things to do, isn't it? When you think about it. Before we met Srila Prabhupada or our guru, we did not know what to think about in spirituality. Now we know. Oh, we think about Krishna. We think about how to serve Krishna. So this thinking, feeling, and willing process as it is sorted. There's no mystery behind it. Oh, now you just think, feel, and will for Krishna under the direction of the Guru, simple thing. So if you do not think, feel, and will for Krishna, you immediately will be thinking, feeling, and willing for the material energy. So you have to change the way you think, feel, and will. So this is a very practical thing. Krishna's, Mahaprabhu has taught us, oh, this is how to practice spiritual life. So he is the Acharya, he's come to teach. Ragavija Nija Bhakti Yoga Shiksaksam Eka Purusha Prayanaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Siradadi Kripabudim Yastamaham Vajante. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach us what is knowledge, what is not knowledge. So, although he gives this transcendental love of God, he very easily gives it. But you might think, okay, well, how come I'm not receiving it? Well, actually, you have received it. You have received a glimpse of it. You have had a taste of Krishna consciousness in the past, when you first came, or when you first, isn't it? Otherwise, what are you doing here? Isn't it? You must have had some kind of taste. But that taste is given to you. Now, you must work at, increasing your taste. This is Krishna's trick. First of all, he brings you into Krishna. He gives you a taste of Krishna consciousness. Then he disappears from your life, and he leaves you hankering after him. This is Krishna consciousness. It is unlimitedly. That's what's supposed to be going on. One young bhakti was speaking to me the other day. He was saying, "Oh, when I first came, I became very blissful." I said, "Yeah, this is true." I can remember one time I distributed 100 records on the street. And I can tell you what, just by doing that activity, I was very blissful. Even more so than chanting Hare Krishna even. So Krishna gives you a taste. I was determined to chant, to distribute 100 records. I just kept going, and I did it. One person came up and snatched the record off me and ran away. But what I did was I just chased him all the way down, and when he was standing looking at the shops, I snatched it back off him. I was like that. I became agitated. So, but just by doing this activity of devotional life, you get a taste. But then, if you want to stay in that taste, you can't not endeavor in the same way, because in love, there's no stopping. If you want to go to Krishna and you love him, there's no stopping. You have to keep loving and keep increasing. This is Krishna's nature. This is the nature of the residents of Vrindavan. There's no turning on and off. Although for us, because we're conditioned souls, we tend to turn on and off. Krishna, Maya, Krishna, Maya, Krishna. That's natural, because we cannot initially. But we should know the goal. Sadhya, sadhana. Sadhana, sadhya. The goal and the means are the same. The chanting of the holy name. But we must keep chanting, keep chanting, keep chanting. So this knowledge is the king of education. Rajavija Rajaguyam Pavitam Medamutamam is the purest, transcendental knowledge. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, this storehouse of love of God. And if you distribute this storehouse of love, because although it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute, actually it is Panchatattva and his devotees. Therefore, you devotees, you're distributing Prabhupada's books, you're meeting people, you're telling them, you are involved in this distribution. But it cannot be that you have to just distribute and that's it. No, you have to work at it yourself as well. We have to be introspective. We have to force our mind to think, feel, and will for Krishna. We have to pray very hard to Krishna to get a taste for hearing and chanting about him. Well, that comes by one who is practicing his spiritual life properly, who's serving properly. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, I impart this to you because you are not envious. So if we are envious, Krishna is not so pleased. So we know, okay, we are feeling some envy, okay, then regret that envy and wish to be placed in the right state of mind. That introspection must be there. It must be very introspective. And the thing is that it is described also in the Bhagavad Gita that his messages, the messages of Krishna, are very potent. They are full of potency, full of transcendental potency, these messages, when they're discussed among realized devotees. So if you're in the even simple things that are said by a realized devotee, you think, oh, I know that, but you don't know it. Isn't it? When we say, oh, we're not the body, we don't know it. Otherwise, why are we being affected by a body so much? But when a self-realized soul says that word, it carries transcendental potency with it, and it can be imparted into your heart. That is the process. Therefore, you must associate and hear from self-realized soul. You cannot do otherwise. But it is not that when you are trained by a self-realized soul, you have to learn to serve him in separation as well, because sometimes your guru may leave, or you may not always be in the presence of your guru. Still, you must remember his instructions, remember his mood, and carry on in the service mood. So those who are in that frame of mind, they are great souls. They are under the divine protection, Krishna. They are in the Hladini Shakti, Sandini Shakti, and the Samvit Shakti of Krishna. They are not in the three modes of material nature. Prabhupada and the pure devotee is completely free from the modes of nature. And the symptom is they're always endeavoring, and they're always glorifying, and they're always distributing love of God. Every time you see a pure devotee, he's always speaking about Krishna, he's always acting for Krishna. That is his nature. So, Prabhupada says you should always think of Krishna and arrange your life in such a way that 24 hours a day you think of him, as do the residents of Vrindavan. So we must study. What are the residents of Vrindavan? Do we know how they're acting? Have we studied how the residents of Vrindavan act? What is their mood? What are their conversations? How do they speak? How do they walk? How is it that they're acting? Well, these things have all been recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you do not turn your attention to such topics, you'll turn your attention to other topics. So we have to get our mind together. So our line is a line of spontaneous devotees. So we have to hear from spontaneous devotees who are relishing internally their love of God in their spiritual form. That is the guru. Therefore, that verse is there. Sri Radhika Madhava Yoda Pada. They're always relishing this lila. They are assistants. So these things are very confidential, and they are available to one who has the adhikar, who has the qualification. So this is what we need to get. What is the qualification? The greed to have it. I must have this. Wherever I can get it from, I must have it. So, sadhana and strictly following is required. You strictly follow the mission of the spiritual master, and you strictly follow your own internal development, watching your mind and your senses very carefully, like that, you know, and praying to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he's distributing this love of God, he was very strict. The example of Haridas, no, it was Chota Haridas, yeah, he's there. And Mahaprabhu is saying in the Chaitanya Chandraya Natakam, he said, alas for that person who is seriously desiring to cross over the material ocean and enjoy in the transcendental service of the Lord without material desires. If he sees a materialist engaged in sense gratification, or a woman similarly engaged, for that is the most more abominable than drinking poison. So we have to protect ourselves from these things. In the especially in this Western world, everywhere you look is going on. Everything is about sex life in this material world. So you need protection from that. How are you going to get protection from that? That's the question. You're going to have to assume your spiritual form. You're going to have to do that. Because if you don't, you're going to become attracted to all this other variety. So this is why the Mayavad philosophy is so dangerous as well. Because the Mayavad idea is, and the impersonalist, all those, in spirituality, there's no variety. It is just one. So then, that is very harmful. Because the jiva, he's hankering after variety, actually, and he's hankering after different rasa and different mellows. If you try to tell him it's all one, then he desperately tries to pull himself away from the variety he sees all around him. But he cannot do so. And after a while, Prabhupada said, actually, these Mayavadis, although they claim they're liberated, secretly they're in the modes of nature. Because they're actually still being attracted and repulsed by sense objects. So the only way you can stop yourself being attracted and repulsed by sense objects in the material world is to assume your original spiritual form. And then you become attracted to the varieties and the conversations and all the things that go on in the spiritual world. They become a reality for you. So Krishna reveals these things, but you have to have faith. You have to have faith in these things. I'm going to be finishing soon. So yeah, I've said that. I'm just going over my notes so I can... Now the thing is, in the Bhagavad Gita it does say that although you have... Someone might know this verse... Although you might aspire for spiritual things, still you have this material body, and therefore the taste for sense objects still remain. Isn't there a verse like that in Bhagavad Gita like that? But by experiencing a higher taste, you give up the lower taste. Isn't it? You remember that verse? It's like that. So you can expect this body to try to act. You have to watch it. It will try to act. But because you've experienced a higher taste of Krishna consciousness, which Krishna has given you, You're expected to be responsible and not go for that. Now, if you become insincere, what can Krishna do? If we become insincere, we claim we want Krishna, he gives us a taste, and then later we go off to the back into material energy, then what can Krishna do? This is our position. We are in such a condition of toing, froing, but we must try to resolve that within our own selves and try to discipline ourselves. Therefore, Guru is inflicting heavy discipline on us because he's free from that thing. He doesn't have any. So we have to take shelter of the Guru. He comes to chastise us. And therefore, we cannot have any duplicity. Because when you go back to the spiritual world, you cannot appear before Krishna, exchange love, and have something else in your mind. It just cannot happen. Krishna is demanding 100%. That is real love. You cannot have half-hearted love or three-quarter love or even 99.9% love. It has to be 100% love. So Krishna is expecting like that. That is real love. That is the resonance of Vrindavan. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give very freely through the chanting of the holy name. This holy name is so powerful. It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Shikshastram. Glory to Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditioned life for repeated birth and death. You know this verse? I'm sure. The Sankirtan moves the prime benediction for humanity at large. It spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. Enables us to fully taste the nectar of which we're always anxious. So that verse is there, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. And he says that he's invested all his potencies in the holy name. There are hundreds of millions of names like Krishna Govinda. He has invested all his potencies, so you're directly associating with Krishna. Because there are primary names of Krishna and guna names of Krishna. If you refer to Krishna as the creator, the protector of the universe, the maintainer of the universe, the Paramatma, although you are referring to God in that form, that's all right, there are good fruits to be expected from that, but you will not get a transcendental result. The results of chanting Krishna, Govinda, Hari, Rishikesh, Ram, these names are full of spiritual potency. And all of Krishna's Shaktis are present in them names. So if you chant the holy name, it's more glorious than study of the Vedas. If you study the Vedas, you can study, spend a week. I remember one devotee, he said he was going to go to the Himalayas to spend weeks and weeks and months studying the Vedas. He thought that would be beneficial to him. Okay, maybe beneficial, but more glorious is chanting the holy name of Krishna. It is also better than visiting any holy place. Even a glimmer of the holy name gives more results than any pious activities you can care to perform. So you may be a very, very pious man in the material world doing this, doing that, and so many. Everyone glorifying you, you have so much good karma, so much good health and wealth. But, you know, all your activities, compared to chanting the holy name, this is nothing. The holy name gives you much more than that. And also the holy name allows you to conquer the six senses in the mind. These six senses of the mind can be controlled by the holy name. All giving of charity, all vows, austerities, visiting holy places, sin-removing pious activities, all shaktis of the Rajasuya and Ashvamedha sacrifices are all assembled in the holy name. This is what how powerful the holy name is. All these things that you could do, these great sacrifices, all this great, it's all assembled in the holy name. Even those performing kirtan, even though they're not following properly, you know, you find some devotees, they're not following properly. They might be doing this, that, and the other. But still, the destination is far greater from them than those of any combined effort of any religious person. So even if you see some devotees, they're not following, they're doing this, but they're chanting the holy name. Their destination is greater than even someone who's a very pukka religious person. Because why? Because they're beginning to chant the holy name. That holy name will eventually take them to the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. So, just see the power. I'm just rereading these things off because... And it can be performed at any time. And one thing is that the holy name immediately brings Hari, Krishna, you under your control. As in the case of Draupadi, when she was being disrobed, she cried out, "Hey Govinda!" And Krishna immediately felt obliged. So if you chant like that, you will find Krishna will be obliged to you. He must take you. He must liberate you. He must take you to his abode. If you chant like that, he will take you. He is obliged to you. So the 64 angles of devotion, they're all contained, is described, I'm reading this from the Nectar Devotion, in the 9 angas of bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Svaranam, Padasevanam. All these 9 angas, they're all contained within the 64 angas. And also, the most powerful of all the angas, the 9 processes, is chanting Nam Kirtan. This is more powerful than any other. And during the Kirtan, all the other angas are present, although they may not be in evidence. So if you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, actually you're praying, you're hearing, you're chanting, you're remembering, you're praying, you're doing all the other, is all contained in that chanting. So we have to develop full faith in this. The sadhus and the scriptures have said such thing. How does that faith come? From hearing someone who has actually got that faith and who's following. So the Nam Prabhu, he is more merciful than Krishna Swarup as well. The Krishna Swarup, you can be offended if you go before, like when you do deity worship, there's so many offenses. You be very careful how you come before the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Nam Prabhu, Krishna's manifestation is his holy name. He does not take account to any offenses. To Nam, or even to the Sarup of Krishna. So just see the glories of the holy name. I'm just going to finish off by something from Haridas Thakur. Actually, Prabhupada said, the Sankirtan movement, it is flowing like this, distributing. We must distribute, actually. We must distribute as much as we can. This is a whole crux of the international side of Krishna consciousness. You go and distribute love of God. First you feel, then you distribute. But if you distribute, you will feel. It's like one or the other. It's like, I don't feel, so I won't distribute. Okay, well, go and distribute, then you'll feel it, isn't it? Some devotees will say, I cannot distribute, what do I know? No, go and distribute, then you'll feel it. Then you'll distribute more, and it goes on and on and on, ever increasing, ever increasing. But I can sympathize with people that say, well, I cannot go and, what do I know? I'm not so fixed up on Krishna consciousness, but it's an excuse. It's a bit of Maya, really. It's a bit of Maya, but it's easy to fall into. It's a good excuse. No, I can't do it. I'm not fixed up enough. No, you should do as much as you can, and then the more you do, the more you'll experience. So the Sankirtan movement, Prabhupada says, is still flowing like a great ocean, inundating the entire world. And thus, ISKCON is successfully claiming all fallen souls to free them from contamination. That's what Prabhupada said is going on. You can see all over the world this Hare Krishna movement is being going on. 24 hours a day somewhere Mangalati is going on, this is going on. So it is a fact what Prabhupada has said. We cannot say it isn't. But you may think, well, it doesn't seem to be making much progress, but it is. You know, bit by bit by bit, people are taking to Krishna consciousness. And the holy name is being heard. So this Nam Sankirtan is so important. You go out on the street on Nam Sankirtan, everyone will hear the holy name and see devotees. It's very powerful. You go and distribute books, that's very nice, but only one or two people know you're there and they'll get the books. But if you go out on the street and chant the holy name, everyone will hear and see you. That's why we should have big Sankirtan 7 days a week. We should do 7 days a week, Nam Sankirtan. Go and distribute. Give prasadam like that. So do some door-to-door. Door-to-door is so nice. If anyone's interested, on a Monday evening, we're doing door-to-door. And so many people are readily taking, oh, thank you very much. Yes, thank you. You just knock on the door. Hi there, we're from the Hare Krishna Temple. We're just inviting you to come to the temple. Here's a leaflet. Oh, by the way, we're distributing these books to everyone. And you thrust it in their hand. You have to force them. If you don't, they'll try to be polite. Oh, very nice, thank you, goodbye, we'll see you there. No, hold on. You do have to force the issue a bit in a tactful way, don't you? Otherwise, you know, you can just exchange niceties, but it won't help that much. It's better you force them in a tactful way, transcendental trickery. So Haridas Thakur, if a devotee utters the holy name, it penetrates the mind or ear, then that holy name will deliver one, even if not properly chanted, or even if incorrect grammar is used, such is the potency of the holy name. However, if one uses the holy name for benefits of body, or the wealth, or followers, or greed, or atheism, in other words, if he commits offenses, the chanting will not produce the desired results so soon. So it will still produce results, but not so soon. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, Nadanam Najanam Nasundaram. We should be in that frame of mind. So we have to learn to avoid the offenses. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is desired to deliver all, this is an interesting point. Mahaprabhu is desired to deliver all souls, so he devised many methods to liberate them. Many methods. So the guru and sadhu, they preach, this is Prabhupada says, the guru and the sadhu, he preaches in time, place, and circumstances, and he has to come up with different ideas of how to captivate. This is our duty. Time, place, circumstances. We have to sometimes adjust. Some people say, no, you cannot adjust. Prabhupada has said this. You know, it's true, but at the same time, you may have to adapt and change things so you can captivate certain jivas. If you're strong and powerful, you can do like that. Just recently, some of our leading men, they go to this Krishna. What's his name? Krishna. He chants Hare Krishna. He's a Mayavadi. So he does these big concerts in America, and so many people come. But he's a Mayavadi, actually. He doesn't like Krishna. He has women sitting on his lap while he chants. So this is why. But this is the Mayavadi. They think, oh, it's just my leela. It's okay, I can do it. Just like when Krishna came. Krishna knows he's Brahman, but while he's knowing he's Brahman, he's just doing some leela. I'm the same. I know I'm Brahman, so I can do what I like. This is my leela. This is their false impression. Actually, Krishna's pastimes are not maya. They are pure spiritual activities. So some of these devotees, they go to these concerts, and they appear to be associating, hearing, but they will say, I'm going there because I want to capture these living entities. They're coming anyway. So I will adjust my circumstance and time. I will go there. And although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't hear from Mayavada philosophers, I will go there because I want to captivate these other, I will try to bring these other. So that's up to them if they have the strength of their spiritual life. But not everyone can do such thing because the Mayavada philosophy is so contaminating. If you're weak and not philosophically fixed up in your devotion, you will be captivated by an enjoying mood because the Mayavadis actually, although they claim, some of them, they're enjoyers, that's all. They think they're doing their leela, so it's very contaminating consciousness. They do not take the position of ashraya, they take the position of vishaya. So this is very contaminating consciousness. So we have to be very careful around them. Okay. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jaya.